You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Tuesday, commentator Gary Joyner is with us for this look back at the holiday honoring veterans and its changes over time.
Yesterday was Veterans Day, November 11th, a day to honor all of those men and women who have proudly served our nation in times of peril and in times of peace. Hundreds of thousands of these heroes paid the ultimate sacrifice with their lives so that we can enjoy the freedoms of this nation. Many countries commemorate this day to honor their war dead and veterans. Have you ever wondered about why this specific day is designated to honor our veterans? Most older Americans can tell you the answer without pondering this question at all. In the early part of the 20th century, the greatest war fought in the history of the world up to that time, the Great War, came to an end at 11 a.m., November 11th, 1918. Yesterday marked the 95th anniversary of the end of World War I. School children in the Allied nations knew this date by heart. The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month became a time of solemn remembrance. 2 minutes of silence were, and often still are, observed as people gathered at war memorials or churches to commemorate the 8 million dead in what was widely believed to be the war to end all wars. Sadly, World War II proved that notion wrong. After World War II, the name was changed to Veterans Day. In Britain and in the Commonwealth countries, it became Remembrance Day. In Poland, it is the Polish Independence Day. It is still Armistice Day in France and in Belgium. It is called the Day of Peace, particularly in Flanders, the scene of so much of the horrific fighting during World War I. On the first anniversary of the end of the war, President Woodrow Wilson told the nation, "To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show our sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of nations." The following year, he moved the commemoration to the Sunday nearest to that date at the suggestion of several church groups. In 1921, Congress passed the legislation for the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier from each of America's wars to be erected in Arlington National Cemetery, and November 11th was selected as the date of the dedication. It was also set aside as a day of an annual legal federal holiday. In 1954, President Eisenhower changed the name to Veterans Day. The next change happened in 1968 when Congress, in what many people still believe was a foolish move, changed many federal holidays to Mondays and changed the date of Veterans Day to the fourth Monday of October. This rankled many states, and 46 of them continued commemoration on November 11th. The law was changed back in 1975 and took effect in 1978. Take a few moments and remember those men and women who fought and sometimes died. Because of them, you can run your daily errands, attend the school and church of your choice, vote for whomever you wish, and live where you wish in the land of the free and the home of the brave. They prove beyond all measure that history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He comes our way every Tuesday morning at 7:35 for History Matters. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.